I am a lass of beauty bright, who does in pleasure take delight, and if I might have to my mind, I would no grief nor crosses find. I would my youthful fancy please, nay, live and likewise take my ease, from worldly cares and labor free, for work did ne'er agree with me. Besides, I wish to be a wife, yet not to lead a careful life, but in the streams of golden joy, where nothing might my life annoy. I wear rich cornets fine and grey, nay, silks and satins every day, bedecked with jewels, diamonds, pearl, then shall I seem a tearing girl. I'd have some baron marry me, or some great lord of high degree, that I in gilded coach might ride, with lackeys running by my side. And when I sit me down to meat, I would have choice of music sweet, to charm my senses with a sound, let me be with those blessings crowned. On some true stately beds of down, rocked in the arms of high renown, I'd pass away the silent night, and reap the pleasures of delight. But see what straightways came to pass, while this fair youthful bonny lass was building castles in the air, a cobbler did to her repair. My dear, if thou wilt be my wife, we'll lead a merry, happy life. Though I have no estate at all, we'll work together in a stall. Begone, you poor mechanic knave, do you imagine that I'll have a cobbler void of common sense? Pack up your awls and get you hence. Shall I spin sharp thread in your stall, and be at such a rascal's call? I hope to have a noble peer, and live in splendid glory here. I prithee, Joan, the cobbler cried, are you addicted so to pride? Why then, in troth, farewell, adieu, I hope to have as good as you. He turned about to go his way, she straight entreated him to stay, and said, why are you in such haste? What I have spoke was but in jest. Though I at mighty things did aim, yet since in love to me you came, I'll take a cobbler now, she said, rather than longer live a maid. And thus they lovingly agreed, and likewise married were with